to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Lalisa Williams Show. Today is Friday. Well, y'all, we made it. We made it. We made it to Friday, and we're going to celebrate today. We are excited and happy that this weekend is going to be awesome, off the chain. But first, before we do that, let us just first certainly want to give out our condolences to individuals who have lost a loved one or has someone who they know that have lost a loved one. We certainly send out, you know, I'm, as one of my friends said, I'm kind of spiritual here, so let me just say our prayers are with you. God bless you. And then we also want to welcome any new people to the show. If it's your first time tuning in, we said we're going to give out a book today. And that book is one of my books, God's Plan for My Success, a personal testimony about overcoming the enemy's plan to destroy my life. Now, we've had some awesome, awesome people. Now, I see that whoever is at a 908 area code, it looks like you are absolutely the first person who called in to the broadcast. So I'm going to bring you on the line so we can find out exactly who you are, because that would you would be the person who is our winner for today. So I'm going to open your phone line, so get ready. Area code 908-422. Get ready, get ready. You are on the air with Coach Lalisa. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm blessed.
All right, now, so who are we talking with?
This is Sister Daniela Johnson calling from Elizabeth, New Jersey.
All right.
How are you? I remember I spoke to you a couple of times before on the phone. I remember you.
Okay, all right. Yeah, you should remember me. We've spoken several times over the phone. And so did you realize when you called in that you were going to be the first caller and you were going to get a copy of the book today?
No, I ain't realizing. I didn't even know I was the first caller. I just thank God that I won the book. And to be honest with you, I never really won anything before through like a radio station.
Get out. Well, you know, Blog Talk Radio is a very big radio station, Daniela. I hope you realize that there are people listening in right now all the way in Canada, Africa.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Japan. We have a regular listener. He's all the way in Japan.
Wow.
Yes, we have people from California. We had InfoRhythms. We got people calling from all over the world. This is Blog Talk Radio is international radio.
Wow.
And we've had over, as a matter of fact, one of the shows I did about a week ago, we had over 600 listeners.
Wow, that's a lot of listeners.
That's a lot. Yeah, Monday we actually had 100 people on the phone line, just like you're calling in. Over 100 people dialed in on Monday.
That's a lot of people.
Yes,
wanted to say something. I'm sorry.
Yes, go right ahead.
I just wanted to give honor to God who's the head of my life, and without him, I wouldn't be nothing today. And I just thank and praise God that he woke me up this morning in my right mind. And just pray for the victims in, you know, Colorado. You know, that was like real, you know, it was terrible. And plus, the mother that lost her four-year-old son in Brooklyn because he got shot in the head 2 times. You know, it's terrible how this world is. We have to just keep each other in prayer and give, you know, encourage each other. You know, learn to help one another, because the Bible says that we should be helpers of one another. There's so much stuff going on in the world today. It's crazy.
And, you know, I also saw a woman in from my hometown, Cincinnati, Ohio, who actually was right on the street that I used to hang out on, that I lived on for a little while, York Street, Cincinnati, Ohio. Her 15-month-old baby fell out the third story window. Yes, I believe yesterday, and luckily the baby hit another window that broke the child's fall, and so the child did live, but is in serious condition. And then there is the person, I believe, in New York, where someone last week fell out of a window, but this person was like maybe 5 or 6-ish or something like that, seven. They were about 80 pounds, a child that had some mental issues, fell out of a window. And luckily, a man who was working saw it all about to happen, and he ran over and caught the child. He suffered a sprained arm or broken arm or something like that, but saved this child's life. So you're right. We have to give God thanks every day. I give him thanks every day. Some days I don't have what I wish I could have or want to have or think I should have. But you know what? I say, God, I thank you. You know, whenever I go places, I run into people and they say, you know, say whatever I say. You know what? It's another day that he allowed me to see.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So we just and do some work. You know, there's work to be done. I was talking to a young lady the other day who had to go to jail because of some past crimes that she had committed, and, you know, had not gone and served her time for it. And she was in such good spirits. So she said, you know, when I get there, I'm going to start a ministry as soon as I get inside.
Amen.
You know, I said, wow. You know, here, you know, she wasn't crying about what she was about to lose and what she was about to give up and what friends she wasn't going to see. You know, she was planning on a ministry.
Yeah.
Inside the prison. I said, and then she, you know, she mentioned how a few other people got started. Many, many big organizations right today that people I know of, they started their huge organizations right in the midst of their misery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are two women in South Jersey. I met them. They have an organization called Redeem Her. And these two ladies started as a ministry to help women coming out of prison who have nowhere to go. And they started that right there in Edna Mahan Prison down in Clinton, New Jersey. And now, they started. So sometimes people just have to realize that, you know, you can, not for nothing, but you can start with nothing. So we thank and appreciate you calling in, and you got the book. So, I know you sent me your address before, but, you know, you're going to have to, we'll have to, you know, connect again. You have my inbox on Facebook. I will be in Elizabeth next week for 3 days, at least 3 or 4 days, because we also have the women's conference promoting. And as a matter of fact, we want you to go to that women's conference downtown Newark. So we're going to make sure you get a ticket for that as well. So,
Amen.
It's going to be awesome. It's one that you don't want to miss. It's a women's leader. And it's not going to cost you anything to go, but we want you to come, Daniela. We just believe that, you know, God has us connected for a reason. We've been connected for a little while.
Yes.
And then for God to have you as the first caller here today, we know it's not an accident. But thank you so much, and you can keep listening, but I do have to open up a couple of other phone lines. There are people that have been on hold, and we want to hear what they got to say. But you are our winner today. of God's plan for our, for your success, God's plan for your success, a personal testimony about overcoming the enemy's plan to destroy your life. And our topic today actually is how to get over your past hurts from your past.
Yeah, that's definitely what I want to listen to, definitely. I really do.
Okay.
Well, I really do.
Well, stay tuned. Don't hang up, and we'll come back to you a little later, okay?
All right. Thank you very much, and God bless.
Thank you. God bless. Okay, well, if you just tuned in, you tuned in to the LaLisa Williams Show. I am Coach LaLisa. It is Friday, just one day away from Saturday, just 2 days away from Sunday. And for some of us, you know, Sunday holds is very special to our hearts, and for some of us, Saturday as well, because there are many people who do go to various houses of worship on Saturday. So we are just excited about all that God is doing. But I think we got another caller. Let's open up this phone line, see who we have on the air with us today, Friday. Fabulous Friday. Area code 862. You're on the air with Coach LaLisa. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Shadiqua, hi. North
hey,
Virginia.
Shadiqua, listen, look at you. Shadiqua, what's going on?
Nothing, chilling, just listening.
Hi, that's my little friend in the background. Little Micaiah, right?
Yes.
Oh, Micaiah, oh, you are such a blessing to me, little girl. So, oh, wow, every time I think I can just picture her down doing that dance. And for those of you who are listening in, we're talking with Shadiqua, and she has this awesome daughter. Her daughter, she's awesome, and Shadiqua is awesome herself, but this little daughter will just really, really, really steal your heart. And I'm telling you, when you see her praise dance, so I can't wait for the next women's conference that I do where I can have her come and praise dance. I am cooking up something that's really, really big, even bigger than our event coming up for August the 25th, but I'm putting together a big Woman Thou Art Loose type of conference, and I'm talking about where people are going to be just snatching off their weaves, throwing them in the girl, we is going to be off the chain. You ain't seen nothing yet. So we are. Say it again.
I said amen, amen.
We are. A lady asked me to do a conference like that several years back, and I never forgot it. And you know, I'm doing it for that one person. I don't know where she's at now. I haven't talked to the lady in 3 or 4 years, but I've never forgotten that she turned to me. We were in the food line. We were in line to get our food at Essex County College, and that's back when I was working there full time. So I haven't worked there full time since 2004. So this is how long this is going back. You're talking about 8 years. And she turned and said, we need one of those here in Newark. And I never forgot it. So, but, you know, we have to go on, you know, how the Lord leads us.
Yes.
God bless her. So I pray that, you know, once we start communicating and get the word out that she's around. But in the meantime and in between time, we have a couple of things coming up. And you also have an event coming up as well, Shadiqua. So why don't you tell us about that as well?
August 22nd, which is a Wednesday from 5 to 7, I will be giving out book bags and school supplies for young children in the North Ward area in North.
Awesome, awesome. I think we had also another young lady on here, Daniela, was just talking about how, you know, we have to help each other and support each other. So what you're doing is awesome. You know, can't give out enough book bags. We got to encourage these kids to go to school and maybe put something in the book bag, something motivational, something that will help them. So, people, you can connect with Shadiqua. If you don't have her information, you can get it from me, from my page on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. Also, I have a website, release-your-power.com. And that's a book that we often give away, but we're all out. We've given away all those books that we can give. We're totally out. We have to absolutely reorder. But I do have some God's plans left, so I just gave away one copy of that. Sorry, Shadiqua, you did miss that. You were not the first caller. You were close, though. You were close to being the first caller. But Shadiqua, being a person that has read Release Your Power, What can you say about that book to encourage someone to, you know, maybe think about reading that book? What, if you could, like in one word or one sentence, if possible?
One sentence. It really talks about planning and setting goals for your future. It really helps you in your healing process of the past hurt and pain that you went through in your life. It just really touched me to know that things that I went through, someone else went through some of the same things, and it really just touched my heart to read the book and know that God is a healing God. So it helps you spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Very good, because, you know, my topic today is how to heal from your past hurts.
Yes.
You know, hurts from your past. So I've never really interpreted the Release Your Power book in that way. However, that's why a lot of times I just let other people say how it has helped them. But I've had other people say somewhat similar things before, but again, you know, some people see it just basically, they'll just say, okay, it was motivational, or, you know, it motivated me. I've had people to say that they quit their jobs and went and lived their dreams after reading the book, things like that. But
it's all the above to me. Everything, you can learn everything from that one book.
Well, yes, and, you know, and that's probably, too, I think one of the reasons you're saying that, too, Shadiqua, is because you were able to identify with some of the things. That's why it was important for me to tell my story, even though I didn't write the book as an autobiography.
Uh-huh.
But I did, you know, want to share things that had happened to me, like having been sexually molested, having been raped, and I may not have, and, you know, I didn't really go into a lot of detail in the book in terms of exactly what happened during the molestation and things of that nature, because I wanted the book to be read by young people, and I didn't want to be too explicit that a parent say, oh, I don't want my kid to know about that quite yet. But, you know, I left it, I mean, anyone that's ever, you know, been molested or what have you, they already know what that means. And anyone that hasn't, then just the fact that you say it is enough for them to, you know, understand where you're coming from. But the whole gist of it is, like you said, it is the healing, it's the moving past, you know.
Yes,
that's the big, you know, aha, you know, if there was an aha moment that I would want somebody to get from that book, would be just what you stated. Let me get past this. Let me move on. Whatever I'm going through, it could be, you know, everybody's situation is bound to be a little bit different. For some people, it may be a medical condition that they are suffering from. For someone else, it could be emotional. For someone else, it could be mental. And then for someone else, it could be spiritual. And then for some people, it could be all of the above.
Yes.
You know, and really, we really want people to be able to grow and move past their healing. So we want to just talk about that for a minute. And, you're welcome to, you know, stay on. But I understand if you are not able to, that's fine, too. But so I just want to kind of talk about how, and if anyone else on the line, if you have a question or a comment, you can just hit your number one key and I'll open up your phone line. The number to dial in is 347-945-7991. If you are listening through some other avenue and you want to call in and you have a comment or a question. But when it comes to overcoming hurt and pain from our past, I am all too familiar with painful past. I mean, I haven't had the most painful, I have not had the most painful past out there. I know that because I've met people who, in my eyes, have much, much, much more pain from their past. You know, I have never physically met the woman who was shot in the face. I think her name is Carolyn Thomas, of Thompson, something like that. I've never met her. I've seen movies. I've seen stories of her. I've read some of her background. I know there was a place that she was speaking down in Virginia. I wasn't able to go, but I was a part of the crew that was, you know, getting the word out, so I got to read her bio and things like that. Very, 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 that's got to be painful. Her mother was killed in the process. Her boyfriend that she was trying to end the relationship with, who she pretty much did end the relationship with, but she went out again with him one more time or something like that. He came to her apartment or her home and attacked her and her mother and shot her point blank in the face and shot and killed the mother. And the mother died. She's living, and that has to be painful, a painful past. But yet, she's striving on. She speaks all over the place, but painful nonetheless. So when we look at our lives and look at how do we get over it, and, you know, and so there's a lot that can be said. For some people, you know, everybody's a little bit different. Some people will say, oh, well, you can never get over it. And some people might say, you know, I can get past it, but I can't forgive the person that has hurt me. Well, you know, my thoughts on that, and I am not a psychologist. That's why I have a therapist, Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant. She is an expert. Actually, she will be one of our speakers at our Saturday, August the 25th event. She is a trained, experienced, and well-renowned psychologist. And she could answer any of those questions. I'm actually still working on a date to get her on the LaLisa Williams Show so we can ask her some of these emotional. She's been on the Michael Bazin Show many times, and I want to get her on this show where a down-to-earth, down-home, round-the-way girl can ask her some of the types of questions that we need to know, that we need answers. I mean, I was molested. There was a long time I wanted answers for that. I still know other people that was molested who haven't gotten over what has happened to them, and they're all the way in their adulthood life, and it is still affecting them. So I do want to help people get answers to those kinds of situations. How do we heal? Sometimes people hurt us. It's not even a physical hurt. It could be a emotional type of hurt, maybe a family member, a parent, a sibling. You know, I know a couple of people, a couple of siblings where one sister, let's just deal with sisters. Actually, we're going to do a sister show on here as well, but I do know some cases where there are sisters, and, you know, one sister may be doing very well, the other sister may not be doing very well, and that can cause pain. Right, so pain can come through sometimes, I guess they would call it sibling rivalry, where siblings are not getting along with each other. And especially for women, that can cause a lot of pain. Again, sometimes mother and daughter, oh my goodness, whew, that is just beyond just what the mind can even sometimes comprehend, the pain that mother and daughter can have. And especially when you see, if you know the parent, and you know the parent and the child, and it started out so good. It started out, seemed like there was a lot of love, you know, a lot of obedience going on, and then all of a sudden something happens. And so we also have, I have some good friends. They're not on the air with us today. They have been on before. So we do have a show that they've done in the archives. They are radical forgiveness coaches. Check that out. There are actually people out there who are trained and who have studied and who are trained and certified on forgiveness. They have steps, tips, tools, and strategies that you could use in forgiving others. Also, just to let you know, there are tons and tons and tons and tons of scriptures that will also help you overcome the pain of your past. And here's a couple of things that I learned that helped me to overcome, because I know some people would wonder, well, how did you overcome rape, abuse, sexual abuse, child molestation, being rejected, as a child, you know, getting bullied and beat up as a kid out there in Millville. Boy, oh boy, I hated that. Oh, my God. You know, just can you imagine being a kid and you're only 5 years old? You're five, you're six, you're seven, and you just hate life? Come on, you're just a little kid. You know, sometimes I watch my little grandson, and he seems, for the most part, to adore life. And life is fun for him for the most part, you know? And I think back to when I was that age, I hated life. I didn't have anything I wanted. I was being molested. And then on top of that, I was being beat up in school. What a horrible life. And I thank God for my parents. I thank God for my grandmother who lived with us and, you know, all the love that they still were able to give out during that period. But when I, you know, hear about these kids who grow up with all this self-hatred and they get teased all the time. And I know I was one of those kids that was teased. I was called names because, you know, I'm black and I was dark-skinned. My hair was not long and curly and straight and all these different things. And, you know, it's horrible. I see kids sometimes and I see how they're teased and taunted. I just pray that they grow through it. And that they can become adults and be able to love themselves. But there are some kids who are just told the most horrible, horrific things. And it's very sad. It's very sad to watch. And so pain can be a part of a whole lot of children's lives. And it doesn't always have to come from having a bad mother or father or having no mother or father, though it can come from that. Sometimes it can come from siblings, sisters, brothers, taunting and teasing each other. Kids are, I remember when my nephew stayed with me for a little short while back when he was in the sixth grade. This is going back to somewhere around 1993 and 94. And I remember, you know, having to go up to the school and deal with some things that, you know, challenges he was faced with, what have you. But I remember thinking, wow, kids are cruel. You know, I would go and wait for him outside of school and right near the school bus. And, you know, the kids just taunting each other, calling each other names. And just imagine, that was then. Can you imagine what it's like now? Our children, they know a lot more words. They're on the internet. They see a lot more on television and with all this cable, all these different cable channels. They got some stuff out here where our children can learn some of the most horrible things that you ever could imagine. You know, when I heard about the situation in Colorado with a person putting on all black, taking all this machinery, weaponry, going inside of a movie theater at midnight, come on, in the dark, dressed in black with a bulletproof vest and a gas mask, all I could think to myself was, I wonder where he saw that. You know, in what comic book, in what, you know, what TV show? I mean, I don't know where he saw that, but I'm just, that's what came to my mind, all right? And so I say all that to say that pain can come from so many places. It could come from, you know, abandoned. I was watching one of those, the Love Intervention show on the other day, and here was a young woman on there whose father had abandoned her when she was nine. And so she carried around all that pain all those years. Now she's an adult woman in her 20s or 30s or so, dating, still carrying on this pain. So pain can come from so many different places. But here's what we got to know. Just like it came from a place, it needs to be put in its place. Okay? Yes, just like it came from somewhere, it needs to be put somewhere. It does not need to be carried around in your daily psyche. That's what I'm trying to say, okay? Yes, if you're ever going to get over the pain of your past and move on, you need to know that do not allow the pain of your past in any way, wherever it came from, to take up current right now residency. If it happened in 1940, put it in 1940. Why carry it around? Today is 2012. If it happened in 1970, put it in 1970. You know, file it away. It's just like in your office. You go in your office. I don't expect to find documents from, you know, the 1970s or the 1980s or the 90s to be hanging around on your desk. You need space for the current situations in your life. And see, a lot of people can't even get to the current situations in their life because they're still handling problems from the 1930s, 40s, 70s, 90s, when they should have filed that stuff away. Okay? Put the pain, the hurt, where it belongs. It came from a place, put it there, and leave it there. Don't take it to the future with you. Why? What do you need it for? What good is it? How is it serving you? Now, that's what happened to me when I had to overcome the pain of my past, and I could take it with me, hold on to it, and nurse it. But why? Why should I? It happened in 1970. It ended in the late 70s, somewhere right around 79. That's where I leave it. It's just left there. It happened from age, you know, if I just look at the molestation thing, it happened from age 5, so that was around 1961. It lasted until 78-ish, so about 13 years or so. So that's what time frame, I leave it there. It happened up until I was about 18. Now I'm close to 60. I don't let it influence how I think and feel today. Yes, it influenced how I thought and felt then. That's how I ended up doing poorly in school and dropping out, and that's why I was promiscuous and, you know, so heavily involved with fornication and many other things. And as long as I, you know, did not leave it where it was, where it should have been left, it did have a negative effect on my life. I ended up in prostitution at age 25. And then because of the prostitution, I ended up getting raped. But that's because I didn't leave it where it needed to be left. So I'm really making a huge petition to you. Leave problems where they belong. Send them back. Now, I didn't say on the show we were going to talk about how to get over future hurts and pains. No, no, they haven't listened. And we're not going to bring on us today what hasn't even happened yet. We're going to put in the past what happened, okay? So sit down tonight. Here's your exercise. Sit down tonight, tomorrow, whenever you get a free moment. Find out what is bothering you, whatever pain that you're dealing with. Put the date by it. When did it happen? You may say, well, this happened 5 years ago when Johnny left me. Okay, 5 years ago, this is 2012, so that happened in 2007. Okay, I mean, yeah, 2007. Okay, put it in 2007 and leave it there. This is 2012. You might say, well, it just happened last year. Okay, so it happened last year, 2011. Today is 2012. So put it in 2011. File it in 2011. Name the file whatever you want to name it. Give it a name. It's up to you. List the stacks. You know, that's one of the things I learned from my wonderful forgiveness coaches, Coach Jackie and Coach Olivia. They taught us all about how most of us, the reason that we cannot get over the pain of our past is because we continue to relive the story versus just understanding and dealing with the facts. We build a story around the facts, and we continue to live that story. And with the story comes the hurt and the real deep pain. With the facts comes the situation of what happened. This is what happened. This is the date it happened on. You may or may not know the reasons, because you can't always get into someone else's head, so you can't know what the reasons are. You're certainly not in God's head, though he told us we can have the mind of Christ. But we're not in know why God does things, and so we can't even maybe always figure out why something happened. So it's kind of, sometimes it's pretty worthless to try to sit up and figure out why. I'll never forget, I tried that. I'm like, God, why? You know, I spent like 18 years talking about why. And then he finally answered me and said, why not? You know, why not you? And and he said it in such a way, course, loving, one of the ways that he said it, and it really did shut it down for me for good. You know, it's like, why you, why not you? You know, like, well, Lisa, and it was like I could just, then I started having a conversation with God, and it was like he was telling me, okay, you got someone better in mind? Is there someone else do you think this should have happened to? And I'm like, well, no. You know, he's like, in other words, like, okay, well, give me a list of some people that you think that this should have happened to. I'm like, no, nobody, God, and that, if you put it like that. And it kind of got me to see that, you know, he really is in control. And then if he's in control, then that means I can give up control, which I don't have anyway. So those are some little things that, you know, I wanted to share with individuals who are having a hard time getting over things that hurt you from your past. Again, not talking about things that are going to hurt you in your future, because the future hasn't gotten here yet, so we don't know what's going to hurt us for that. And so if it's from the past, let's, what we've learned today, let's put it there in the past. Okay, if you've brought it with you, let's just say it happened 6 months ago, a year ago, even if it happened yesterday. If it happened yesterday, it's already the past. Okay, so if it happened yesterday, the past, today's, is the yesterday is today's past. Okay? So if it happened yesterday, it is the past. We'll leave it there. And now I would like to, you know, just see if, you know, if you have any, you know, questions, or if this is making sense to you. If it's not making sense, you know, we will certainly take your comments or your questions. I see we have a few comments here on Facebook from a couple of my Facebook friends. One person says, okay, she got a personal copy. Okay, wonderful. And then, you know, it's just really striking me that this is important, that people are able to get past. Because if you can't get past a past hurt, then that means it is eating away at your current success. The longer you hold on to your past hurts, the more you are letting it eat away at what could be your current success. So what do I mean by that? In other words, if you're not really experiencing success and it's abundance, which you should be, then that could be because you're still holding on to past hurts, things that people have done to you in the past. And you may not even realize it. A lot of times we don't even realize it because it's such a habit. We've been doing it for so long that it's a habit. We just take it for granted. This is how we operate. This is a standard mode of operation. But it's time out. It's time to stop. It's time to do it differently. It's time to, you know, go a whole nother, different way. And so that different way starts right now, right today. You can do it. I know you can. I believe you. I believe in you. I know you can do it. I've seen others do it. It's not the easiest thing to do. However, nothing that is really, really good for you probably is going to be easy. Most of it will require hard work. And what do I mean by hard work? I mean by you doing something. You know, it's like when you do something for the first time, it typically feels uncomfortable. That's why we don't, sometimes we give up, because it felt uncomfortable. Who wants to do things that are uncomfortable? But if you're willing to do the uncomfortable, if you're willing to do what doesn't feel good, guess what? You are going to be hugely, hugely, hugely successful if you're willing to do what feels uncomfortable, with what doesn't feel good. I mean, this is true in almost any area, whether it's, you know, study, you know, if it may not feel comfortable, you know, reading and doing those things. But if you keep at it, you'll be so good at it that it'll bring you much benefits. The same thing when you go somewhere for the first time. It doesn't feel comfortable. Sometimes you don't know anyone there. You know, you feel uncomfortable. You know, maybe you're not a person who, you know, socializes very easily. So that could also give that feeling of uncomfortable. So, you know, it's just real important that you don't let, it's critical that you don't let things from your past destroy your future, because it'll try. It'll try. It's trying. I know it's trying. It's trying to do it. It tries it on everyone. Everybody. This is not, you know, unique to you. This is everybody, not just you. We all go through our past trying to destroy us. It's the way we handle it that makes the difference. It's not the fact that, oh, that person has it made. They don't have any problems. No. No, no, that's not the case. Everyone has problems. Everyone has things from their past that hurts them, that wants to destroy their wonderful future. Every single person. And so, but the difference, or, you know, as they say, you probably heard people say it, what makes the difference? Okay? What can make the difference between that person having, you know, to overcome it versus someone else is how they handle it. And that's what you have, that's what you're faced with now. You will have to handle how you're going to handle it. You have to handle how you will handle it. So with that being said, I think, when it comes to hurt, I think I'm going to find a little song here and play it. One that I really love. And a great singer. When you hear it, you will absolutely love it too. Well, you may already love the song. Let's see if I can find it on here. Yes, okay. Well, let's see what we have. I'll just go to, I think I'm on the wrong name, but that's okay. We'll get there. And by the way, I know many of you probably will go out to see her new movie, but this one I really, really love. It's a great song, and I'm trying to find the actual title. Well, until I can find it, I'll just keep going, and then we will definitely. Let me see if I can find her song. Actually, it's by Whitney Houston, so some of you may know the song I'm talking about. One of the her last songs that she did. Not I Will Always Love You, but, well, I can't find the song. I wanted to really play it, but I can't. Well, let's listen to this one, because you know what? This one really is a good song, because she sings about, yes, here it is. Let's listen to this while I look for a few more. Because you know what, you gotta love yourself. Forget about the things that are a past and go forward to the future.
I believe the children are future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride and make it easier. Let the children laugh.
I'm
Thank you for holding, for listening, I should say. That wasn't the actual song that I was thinking about playing. However, I think it did fit quite nicely, because when you get over your hurt from your past, okay, it's like learning to love yourself all over again. Don't take yourself for granted. Don't think that, you know, life is over for you, right? Understand that whatever has happened to you, whatever has happened in your past, again, leave it in the past. Leave it in the past. And, okay, I tell you, you know, you just got to realize that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. You know, and so it's just amazing. And I just saw the most adorable kid on the internet. Somebody posted a little kid. So simply adorable, adorable, adorable. But anyway, so if you tuned in to the show today, I'm so glad that you tuned in. We wanted to talk about how to get over your past hurts. And, you know, right now there is a, an overturned trailer in Ohio. They had some very, very, very strong and bad weather there. So, again, tomorrow will be... yesterday's future, and yesterday is today's past, and today will be tomorrow's past. So you see how easy, when you look at it like that, all right, it becomes very, very easy to understand how we can get over the things that happened to us in the past. So if you just tuned in, we're so glad and excited that you decided to tune in. And we want to encourage people to go back and to listen to the archives today. How to get over the past hurts. from your past. And I really hope that we've encouraged you and we've helped people to get over what they've gone through in their past. And we hope that you can really, you know, move on to the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful future that God has for you. And he really does have such an awesome, awesome future. And I'm going to go out and make some of that future happen on tonight, hopefully. Wherever you're at, just remember that your past has already passed. It's over. It is over. So it's time for you to now move on. And I'm giving you permission to move on, that you can do it. You can do it. So many others have done it. So many others. So yes, we did. We accomplished everything we wanted to do in the show. I have one more song to play. Because we need to know that we have love inside of us, that we can love ourselves back to strength. We can love ourselves back to health. We can love ourselves back into the fullness of everything that God intentionally had planned for us from the beginning. And also, I love the, and I'm so glad that I found the second song, because why? Because it is important to know that though we might have crashed down, though we might have tumbled, though we might have fallen, but guess what? We didn't know our own strength. So whatever you've gone through, whatever hurt and pain that you have suffered through, don't give up, don't give out. Hang on in there. Hang on in there. Don't let anyone turn you away from your goals, from your dreams, from your opportunities. Don't let anyone distract you from where God wants you to be. Make sure that you continue to strive for His excellence in your life. Make sure that you continue to strive for His greatness. I'm telling you, He is doing wonderful things. I'm so excited tonight. I'm going over. Oh, my gosh, I'm just so excited. It's just so many wonderful things happening. I'm on my way to South Orange, New Jersey, where we are having our Circle of Sisters meeting. I can't wait. I hope to see you there. So if I don't see you there, hopefully I'll see you at another place. Hopefully we won't be on the show. There will be no airing of the Lilisa Williams Show over the weekend, but we will be back on Monday. We also have an exciting guest next week as well, a dynamic, phenomenal woman. I will be posting the flyers to that later. I'll be posting the flyers to that and posting some more. Don't forget, like our page on Facebook, Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit. Like that page where we'll be having giveaways all week long. Oh, I can't wait. We have so many wonderful things coming up. Please stay empowered. Whatever you do, don't let anyone drain your power. If you can, make it over to the Seeds of Greatness Church at 135-B. That's on South Orange Avenue in South Orange, New Jersey, for our sister circle where we're going to be fellowshipping with the Women in Unity. Please come and join us. I will be there. I would look forward to seeing you in the place. Wow, it is going to be lovely, 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 lovely. Have a wonderful, awesome weekend. Hopefully I'll get a chance to chat with some of you. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Anyway, have a great evening. This has been Coach Lalisa on the Lalisa Williams Show. Thank you for staying with us throughout the whole show.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Thank you.